What Women Must Know with Sheryl Selman, Mondays at 2 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
This is Dr. Sheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. This is a show dedicated to empowering women with truthful information so they can make the most informed decisions possible. And by the way, all men are welcome to listen in because so much of what is shared on this program affects the health and well-being of men as well. So everyone is welcome. And these are opportunities to have in-depth conversations with leading thinkers, practitioners, scientists, authors, the kind of information that really opens your eyes so you can move forward in greater health and well-being. And I personally like to just say hi for people who haven't listened in before. I'm a naturopathic doctor, author, lecturer. I have another radio show on this very network every Sunday. It's a call-in show called the Women's Healing Circle every Sunday at 4 p.m., and just a very passionate advocate to empowering people with the kind of information that really makes a difference. So thank you for joining me today. I just have a few announcements. I'll get through them really quickly. We have a really important topic that we will be discussing today. So here they are. First of all, I will be lecturing in New York City on Saturday, November 19th at the Natural Gourmet Institute. I lecture twice a year in New York City, so this is a great opportunity. It's 2 to 5 p.m., fantastic class called Getting Your Hormones Back on Track, and this is an opportunity to really learn the things to support you, the incredible information and strategies and leading-edge tests and nutritional support and diet, everything you need to know to really get your hormones back on track and to support you in rejuvenating and regenerating your body. So it's a fun day, and I'd love to have you come and visit with me there. So that's Saturday, November 19th at the Natural Gourmet Institute in Manhattan. The other thing is starting the 28th, 29th, 30th of November, I actually will be doing a series of lectures and book signings in Boston. If you are in the Boston area or know anyone, stay tuned because we're going to have a great time there in Boston. I'll be book signing my latest book called The Promise of HCG, How to Banish Fat, Resculpt Your Body, and Rebalance Your Metabolism. So the best way to find out about all these things is to sign up at my website, whatwomenmustknow.com, and opt in there so you can get all of the weekly reports and newsletters and critical information. I've just finished a really wonderful six-part series called Natural Hormone Rejuvenation with my friend and colleague, and that is available on my Facebook if you want to go and have a look at all those fantastic interviews. And my Facebook is, by the way, facebook.com/whatwomenmustknow. I'm about to start another really powerful series. Actually, it's an expose, and it's all about the Gardasil story, you know, the new cervical cancer vaccine. It's been in the news lately. Well, that is a big story, and I've interviewed leading researchers, practitioners, pathologists, parents. It's quite an amazing collection that will really open your eyes to what this vaccine is all about, and you need to know. Because right now it's one of those vaccines that's being encouraged on all young girls and preteen boys. It's just been mandated into law in California. And in fact, in California, 12-year-old girls do not even need to get the permission of their parents, which actually is an illegal thing. So find out about it. Opt into What Women Must Know. That's going to start next week. the first week of November, and you definitely want to be listening in. So lots of fantastic things going on, great information, and as always, it's made available totally for free for you. So just either visit and like my Facebook page or go up onto my website, opt in, and you'll get that information there. It's all there for free. So let's talk about what today's topic is about. This is the last day in October. It's the last day of the month that's been dedicated, at least on my programming, to breast health awareness. As you know, I've been doing a month-long series dedicated to providing people with the information to help prevent and heal breast cancer naturally. So we've had numerous people speaking of many facets of this story, and today we're going to give you another important piece of this puzzle. And, you know, previously we've talked to people who've been really revealing to us some of the tests that are helpful. Wise thermography is preferred to breast screening than mammography. We've been looking at the role of saliva testing, looking at our hormones, looking at some of the tests to check for iodine levels and vitamin D, some of the critical components that certainly help to keep us strong and protect us against a variety of cancers, not just breast cancer. But today we're going to be talking about some specific preventive types of blood testing and other tests that directly relate to protecting us, giving us the kind of information that will allow us to alter our destiny. And in some cases, it will keep us strong and healthy, and for other people, it will take you back on to the path to good health and heal from whatever the conditions are. So let me first introduce my guest to you today. My guest is Ellie Cullen. She is the author of a fantastic book called Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough. And Ellie has been a licensed registered nurse for more than 30 years. She trained at Johns Hopkins and has over 25 years of extensive clinical nursing, nutrition, and lifestyle consulting experience. She has personally overcome arthritis and low blood sugar using her your future health system, which we're going to talk about. Ellie has lectured for doctors and health organizations for the past 24 years and has clients all over the world. And Ellie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a wonderful opportunity to be here on such an important subject.
Well, you know, you've been a guest previously on my show, and your information was so valuable. I wanted you to come back because there are so many important tests that you're offering that are not available by your mainstream doctor that are critical. And so today we're going to be talking about some of those tests that specifically address the issue in screening people to see what they may be nutritionally deficient in that can lead to compromised function, or if people are struggling with a health condition, the kinds of tests that are absolutely vital for them to have, because we didn't create these conditions out of the blue. They were the result of chronic deficiencies, compromised functioning, and we need to find out what's really going on. So that's why I'm so thrilled to have you, Ellie, and your book, Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough, is just such an inspirational book. You know, for those who haven't heard you on that previous show, why don't we just spend a few minutes telling our audience how you got here, how you've become such a passionate advocate of offering the kinds of tests that really make a difference in a person's life.
I'd love to do that. Actually, it's quite simple. I was very sick myself. My family was a mess. And as a nurse, I knew many doctors, and I wanted to have certain testing done. And they said, well, you don't qualify to have this testing done on your insurance. And I was like, well, I'd like to get it done anyway. And it became necessary for me to form my own company, which I call Your Future Health, because we're enhancing people's future health, their future health. And so YFH is the short name for it, Y for Your, F for Future, H for Health. And I developed that because I couldn't get the very tests that I needed for my family and myself for all the problems that we were experiencing. I personally have rheumatoid arthritis and have had that since I was much younger, like in my teens. I also had to deal with a cancer that could have killed me if I hadn't caught it in time. And my family has low blood sugar, real big issues with that. And our daughter had seizures and didn't breathe when she was 18 months old. And my son was born with digestive problems. He couldn't digest his food, and so they said he would die by age one. He's 34 now, doing extremely well. So we have been able to do some things that traditional medicine, not that I'm against traditional medicine, I'm one of their best advocates for those things that are appropriate, but I hate for somebody to say, you can't do that or that won't work. Nutritionally, the body can respond if you do enough testing to find out what it needs. And the trick is not to just read in a book, I might need some zinc or I might need some selenium or everyone should take 100 milligrams of this. It's just not true. So in my business, I discovered as soon as I knew exactly what test would give me the answer I needed, and I did that test, got that answer, met that need, I started to respond. It just makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, it does make a lot of sense. In fact, the most important thing people need to understand is that we're all unique individuals, so what our body requires is unique. And then there's the issue of, well, are we absorbing what we're taking in? Are the nutritional supplements we're taking really effective? Are they really doing the job, getting to where they need to go? Are we getting enough? I mean, there's so many variables that determine whether the nutritional protocol is going to be successful or not. And that's where we're all kind of shooting in the dark, don't you think?
I do. And I also think that over the years, my book is titled Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough, because I found people that are about to have a heart attack or who have cancer presently with very normal scores according to the laboratory. But those are not optimum scores. So what I've made my career for the last 40 years working on is what is truly the optimum score for various sex, age, so forth and so on. And that's actually how my business is done now. So we actually do the test. We provide the doctor's order. We also do the interpretation, what we call statistical interpretation. We're not able to diagnose, treat, or cure anything because we're not acting as the person's doctor. But we're able to statistically tell them, with a score like this, we've never seen it respond unless you use this much of a particular nutrient to get it up, and then we'd have you retest to see if we nailed it or if we were off by just a little bit and had to fine-tune that. We also are very experienced because between my mom and my dad, I had 7 different kinds of cancer in my family, just between the two of them.
Wow.
And then
wow.
Cancer myself. And so basically, it's important to know how to read these tests and to know which tests to do. And some of the cancer markers for breast cancer are so significant. We can really use them for prevention. But the doctor will say, we don't do those tests until after you've had breast cancer. And that's ridiculous, isn't it? If you think a test that could tell you whether it's coming back, couldn't it also tell you if you were getting it? It's just that they don't have enough data, and I do. So I've made it my business because my mom had breast cancer, and I don't want to get it, and I don't want my daughter to get it, nor my granddaughter to get it. So it's a big love of mine, breast cancer and avoiding breast cancer, preventing it. And it can be prevented. We have found, do you remember that my company was on a show called The Incurables?
Yes.
It's actually circulating again right now in the Florida area, but it's been circulating for many, many months. And basically, they are looking at one of our clients who found breast cancer when she was told she did not have it. And our testing showed that there was every chance that she did. Then more definite testing was done, an MRI of the breast, and in fact, there was breast cancer there, a very aggressive form that would have killed her had she not found it. So they're thinking of featuring us. We've been told we're going to be featured, but since it's not nailed down yet, I can't say we are going to be featured. But you have to be on that show. You have to have had a correction in whatever the disease is for 4 to 5 years before they will even consider your story, because they want to be sure it's credible. So, you know, if people want to know what I've done with cancer, the Judy Flickinger story for pancreatic cancer, that was 10 years ago. She's still alive today, doing well, and that's on our website. Might I give out our website?
Oh, please do, yes.
That's www.yourfuturehealth.com. Again, www.yourfuturehealth.com, all together. And that, if they go there to our homepage, there's a little TV screen there that says YFH clients on TV nationwide. And those stories, there's three stories in there. One of them is about cancer. It's pancreatic cancer, but soon we think that there will be one about breast cancer, too, in about a year. It takes them that long to actually interview everybody. They actually interview the doctors. I didn't know if you knew that, Cheryl, but they interview the doctors to prove that what you're saying happened for your client really did, and a medical doctor is confirming it.
That's great.
All three of those stories have been confirmed. I'd really love for people to go see that. I think they would know more about us. And there's a little button there called Take the Tour, and if they do that, they'll know exactly how my work goes. It explains it and gives wonderful graphs and examples there, too, about how you can see a test showing you a normal range, but in fact you have disease already.
Wow. And the important thing I want everyone to understand is this television series came to you. You're not in any way
involved. Oh, yes. It's not an advertisement or anything.
You're not, it's not an advertorial or anything that's put together.
I had to be selected for it and,
right.
and our stories. We offered them six stories when they came to us, and they chose three of them at that time, and they're back for this other story now. So very exciting opportunity to interview the actual people that have experienced our company.
Right, because it really helps to get that word out there.
It does. And, you know, I don't know if you'll want me to tell the listeners, they might be interested in the tests that I think are important. If they can get their physician to do these tests, we want them to become independent. That's the purpose of my doing radio show work with you and with others, is to teach people. But a lot of times the doctors won't do it, or if they do do it, they'll get a very nasty surprise when the bill comes because the doctor says the patient requested the test. If they do not give them a diagnosis code, it will be a very different price when they see that. So we tend to be very reasonably priced for the testing that we do, and it's full service. I mean, we're providing everything, all one. When they see a test cost with us, it includes talking with us, the doctor's order, getting the kit sent to them, getting all the shipping handled, getting the results back to them, and explaining the results. It's all one-stop shopping, and most people really like that. But the test they end up with can go to any physician anywhere in the country because we use the best labs in the country.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the tests that you have put together, Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're talking about breast cancer health, Breast Health Month, I like to call it Breast Health Awareness Month,
mm-hmm.
Let's look at some of the tests that you recommend to those people who are either concerned and want to see if there is something going on, or if they have already been diagnosed, what would be the test that would be recommended, which may be the same one. I don't know. So let's find
out.
Actually,
they would be the same ones. But you're absolutely right. We can use them in two ways. And the first one that I like to use is happens to be a proprietary test of our own. Many of them are tests that they can have their doctor order, but this one would not be. It's called the Omega-3 Profile Plus test.
Mm-hmm.
It measures 35 essential fatty acids. So not to get too technical, you'll get 8 scores when you get the test back. And what it's looking for is how good is your circulation, how good is the strength of your immune system, and how much inflammation do you currently have in your body? And all three of these things are going to directly affect you if you would be prone towards a cancer of any kind, and particularly breast cancer. We need to have a strong immune system, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to have inflammation because that's a sign that there's already an existing problem. And then circulation is key, and I always stress this to people. If you do not have good circulation, then you cannot carry the nutrients out to the cell. And you cannot remove the waste and the poisons and toxins like heavy metals and so forth away from the cell. Therefore, they become an irritant to the cell. So we need to get oxygen out to our cells and all the selenium, and we'll go through the nutrients if we have time that I think are important. We need to get them out to the cell. If the circulation is poor and restricted, then that can't happen and the waste can't be removed. So it's a key factor. We know for a fact that cancer develops somewhere in the body when that area of the body is restricted from its oxygen supply. And this is important with breast cancer, particularly because we tend to get breast cysts, we ladies. And there is a reason we get that. And part of it is all this calcium that has been forced on us from our doctors, and I'm not criticizing the doctors, but it is a fact that for the last 10 years, everybody's being told, well, you don't want to have osteoporosis, so you need to take at least 1,500 milligrams of calcium. But not everyone needs 1,500 milligrams or any extra calcium. They can extract it from their food if things are going well many times. So because you have osteoporosis does not mean that you don't have enough calcium. Now, why do I link these two together? because when you take all this extra calcium, it smothers the cell and doesn't allow it to get oxygen anymore, which then causes breast cancer. And a cyst develops because the calcium has nowhere to go. So it will go into the breast, form a cyst. It goes other places too, but it can go into the breast, form a cyst. But literally the calcium being high inside the red blood cell is smothering out that cell and forcing it to mutate and change into a cancerous cell. So having too much calcium is not good. Having enough is correct. How do you know? Unless you do a test. And they should do a test inside the red blood cell, not just a serum test, which is what 99% of us do. So serum is like you go to your doctor, he runs a chemistry, and you see what your calcium and your magnesium is. That is not telling you what was absorbed. It is telling you what was available. Maybe you had too much available, not enough available. This is an important factor. But they also need a test to go along with this omega test I was just discussing called the red blood cell test that looks inside the cell to see, well, how much calcium is in there. So it all goes together, and it's like it's a real science. It's not hocus pocus, or it's just absolutely scientific. We can tell them exactly you are at risk right now for breast cancer because of the following, or wow, your breast cancer risk is greatly reduced because of the following. And if you already have breast cancer, here's how we can go about attacking the problem and getting it under control, working with your doctor.
So a couple of things I want to say, because you brought up some really important points. First of all, we know that cancer grows in an anaerobic environment, which is an oxygen-reduced environment, which is why you do not want to smother cells
yes.
and make it difficult for them to access oxygen, because then they kind of switch gears and makes them more vulnerable to cancers who live in a low oxygen environment.
Exactly.
The other thing that's really interesting, and I'm so glad you brought this up, is the issue of calcium supplementation. And I actually have addressed this in some major articles I wrote about osteoporosis, and I write about this in Hormone Heresy. But we have been led erroneously to think that calcium is the major star when it comes to a nutrient for bone health. But
yes.
as you have pointed out, and many, at least more holistic practitioners, not the medical model, because we need 22 key bone-building nutrients, just focusing on calcium and putting such excess calcium into the body now becomes actually harmful to us.
Exactly. And 99% of the people we test, I mean 99%, we do thousands and thousands of people every year, magnesium is what they're low in, not calcium. Most of
right.
us can get the calcium from our food unless we simply aren't choosing any vegetables or nuts that have a lot of calcium in them or other foods. But magnesium is very much needed. We find people in the lowest end of the score there, and therefore you can't utilize the calcium. That is the pusher. That's the thing that pushes calcium inside the cell. And so without it, your calcium is sitting outside of the cell, getting ready to form a cyst and cause trouble.
So you would recommend someone getting the omega-3 profile?
Absolutely.
That's
one,
what it's
just
called,
because
right?
they're going to get a feeling of how strong is my immune system. It's a general test. What is my circulation doing? Is it good or bad? With that test, we can predict 70% chance of a heart attack. Even if you just passed your stress test with flying colors,
wow.
if that test says it does not look good, it does not look good, and we need to do more testing to find out why. And then the inflammation factor is so important for every disease, but particularly for breast cancer as well, or breast disease. So we want to know about inflammation. But there's yet again the red blood cell test that I mentioned, where we're going to see 13 different nutrients, most of which are critical to calcium absorption, bone health, developing cancer, having a strong immune system. These are the actual nutrients like selenium and iron and boron. Most people don't need extra boron. They don't need extra manganese, but they will buy a calcium supplement that has these things in it and disturb the very delicate balance that needs to be maintained. So I like people to just use a calcium and just use a magnesium. Do the test. And if you don't need those other things, it's coming from your food, good. Don't add them in, because your food will supply that piece of the puzzle. Whereas the supplement carriers like to have all those nutrients be in there because they know they're important for bone health, but they disturb the delicate balance by doing that, because people do still eat and you get plenty of boron from your food usually, plenty of manganese from your food usually, and plenty of phosphorus from your food normally. So generally, calcium, magnesium are what need to be done, and what we find is calcium taken alone, magnesium taken alone, magnesium in the morning, calcium at night, is the best way to get the best absorption, and we have the tests to prove it.
You know, that also is a really interesting point, because people are taking formulas, and again, we all think we're doing the right thing. This looks like a good ingredient, and that one says it's really helpful, and this one can't hurt. But what you're saying is that unless you do a proper assessment of what nutrients are already available, by taking these extra additional ingredients in a formulation, you might be creating greater imbalance and impairing the process.
Exactly. And I know you've done a lot of work telling and teaching everyone about vitamin D, D like dog or David, vitamin D. That is the other missing link. Having the right amount of D, 17 cancers, of which breast cancer is one of the leaders, go with low vitamin D. And the range, anywhere from 35 to 80, depending on the lab you use, we see people with a 45. Now, is that not within the range, 35 to 80? 45, most doctors would say 45 is good enough, maybe 50, but that's good enough. We see people with cancer with a 45. So it is not good enough. They need to be 80 to 100 for their vitamin D.
And you know, it's so interesting. You've proven it. You know, there are theories are out there floating around that, you know, that isn't good enough and you want higher levels, but you've actually see it and then, you know, compare what's going on with these patients and their status. So,
there are other tests. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you, because of your 40 years of doing this work, you actually have the validation of what numbers are optimal, not just staying, you know, with the theory or in the normal reference ranges.
Yes, most of the people who are tested, Cheryl, they're going to be in the normal range, and that's the reason that it's set up this way, that you would fall within the normal range, so we only use our medical services for those who fall outside of the normal range, giving us enough caretakers and whatnot to do that. But the people who are tested, 90% of them are sick. They have a symptom when they go to be tested. So the range is actually set around sick people. My ranges are both. I test sick people and I test healthy, on top of the world people. And then I compare those and I come up with an optimum range based on age and sex for that particular test. And it's been proven out to be pretty good because the people are doing well that are following these statistical data that we're able to provide. There are some other tests, if I might mention them.
I want to go there, but I just want to get back to a couple of points, and then coming up to a break, so then when we come back from the break, we'll talk about the rest of the tests. So when you go to your doctor and you get your blood drawn, you're looking at this serum test that's looking at a few nutrients, the health of your immune system, but it's what's taken in the serum, it's in the blood. It's not assessing what is inside the cells, which is where you need to go. You want to know what nutrients are available for your cells for them to work optimally.
That is right. Most are serum tests that are done. Very few are ever done on the whole red blood cell. And, you know, that is where you see the absorption, because it is the red blood cell that's going to carry these nutrients to the body cells. And if it doesn't get inside the red blood cell, it doesn't go anywhere. It's your transport system.
Right. And the other thing that I just think it's so important to remind people as we're talking about this, we've kind of been angling the conversation towards breast cancer because this is the month we're looking at it. But it really is an absolutely critical test for everyone to be taking, because this is how you can use these tests for truly prevention and knowing what's going on before any further more chronic deterioration occurs in the body. You're able to see where you may be deficient, or like we're talking about with calcium in excess, which is also a problem, and then make the corrections for the long term.
Yes, and when we come back from the break, I'd like to go over those cancer marker tests that every doctor could order but doesn't for prevention purposes, and how you can do them for yourself. And absolutely, you need the lowest possible score for each of these markers. And when you achieve that year after year, you know you're putting yourself in a safe position. One, do I have the right nutrients? Is my circulation good enough for it to get there? And two, does this marker confirm that I'm in the right area? And by doing those marker tests, you know. And that's how I have stayed cancer-free with a mom who had breast cancer. Because, you know, you need to be in the lowest possible range for that score. And when you see it jump up, even if it's within the normal range, but it jumps up, something's going on. We need to get in there and figure out what.
Well, this is so exciting, and I hope everyone stays tuned. We're talking to Ellie Cullen. She is the author of Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. We will be right back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know. And today we are having a fascinating conversation with Ellie Cullen, who's a registered nurse who has written the book, Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough. And we're looking at the critical tests that are not generally given to you by your doctor that actually will make the difference between staying healthy or being at risk of getting sick or even progressing into more chronic illnesses like cancer. So this is incredibly important information we all should be listening to and following up. So, Ellie, we've been talking about the test. So the first test we've been talking about was the omega-3 profile. Is that the name, the proper name of the test?
Omega-3 profile plus.
Okay, omega-3 profile plus. Then the test that's looking at the nutritional status within your red blood cells, what's that test called?
It's called the red blood cell analysis test.
Okay, so that's what people want to look for, the red blood cell analysis test. And you were going to talk about some of the other tests and things we need to be looking at.
Yes, just quickly, there's one called glutathione, and I'd spell that because a lot of people don't recognize it. It's G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E, glutathione. And that is the master antioxidant of the body. And I'm not against glutathione that's sold in health food stores, et cetera, but I am not happy for that to be the alternative. Most people can create their own glutathione, and the one they make naturally within their own body works so much more efficiently to correct the score faster. So once you take the right nutrients to make enough glutathione, you will make it. You'll have one test says you don't have enough, you have another test says you do, and you're safer. You're one-third home for safety when you have the highest possible glutathione level. It's one tube of blood, a little over $200, like $210, $220 or something to do the test, and you have a marker right then and there that says, oh my goodness, I'm in the lowest end for my glutathione production. This is the master antioxidant in the body to protect you from any cancer and disease in general, but specifically cancer. So really people should be getting that test done. And then there are three tests I want to stress that their doctor does. If you have cancer, they will do a CA27-29 for breast. Mm-hmm. They might do a CA15-3 for breast, but that one isn't the Cadillac. I do them both. I encourage people to do them both because you might see one higher than another, and you want the lowest possible score. And this is called a cancer marker test. There's also a CEA, which is another cancer marker test, and this looks for eight different kinds of cancer, of which breast is one of the eight, seven other organs as well. And again, preventively, you want the lowest possible score, a 0.5, a less than 0.5 for that CEA. It's the best test you can possibly do for colon cancer, for example. And
wait, can I just jump in there? So
yes,
when people do these tests,
what is it that they're looking at when they get the results back? What are they looking at? Predictive? Are they saying that you're at risk? Are these tests saying, look, there's something serious going on that needs to be investigated further?
Well, here's what they get. They actually get the test just with these three markers that I was just talking about. They would get the test score back just like they would get from their doctor. It would have the laboratory official result. Then they get a bunch of paperwork from us that's very different from what your doctor would give you for explanations and to explain things, including a book that explains things. But they further get an opportunity to attend a free telephone group conference where they're anonymous. In other words, no one knows who they are. And they get to learn about that particular test and become very well educated about it. So if they want to speak to their doctor, they're educated about it now. And that's what I'm about, is education. So I don't want people to just do a test and go, well, I did this test. It said I was in the normal range. That's worthless. You wasted your money if you did a test to do that, in my opinion. You need to do a test, understand statistically where you should be and what you're shooting for. What's your goal? Did you meet the goal? My goodness, you had a 0.5. It was exactly the score we were looking for. You're safe. That looks really good for this particular test. Or not. And so that's what we do with our free conference calls. And we do them weekly, and we do some in the evening, and we even do webinars. So that we want to make sure we're there for you. You will, however, get written material back, too, that says, this score did not look good. It concerned us statistically. We think you should repeat it in 3 months, 6 months, a year, whatever. We also tell them that. And the paperwork that they get is quite complete in explaining that, hey, this is another test you should probably do because of this score, or this looks really good. You should be celebrating. You know, this is
so
great.
So these are the, there's a CA2729. There's
specific to breast.
Is which one, the CA?
The 2729 is specific for breast, and it's the Cadillac test. If you had breast cancer, that is the test your doctor would say is the right one to recheck yearly.
Okay. And is this something they can just purchase on their own, or do they need to go through their doctor?
No, they just come to us, and we provide the doctor's order for them in all 50 states. So
okay, good.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay,
we are providing the doctor's order, the kit, the paperwork, the shipping stuff, the results, the draw. We provide it all. It is turnkey, one-stop shopping. We do everything, and we follow up on everything. So we're the person they're going to talk to make sure that they're getting taken care of properly. And I find that better. A lot of people are selling blood tests out there preventively, but they just send you some little list of the places that you can go, and you print off your script, and so you've got this paper, and you've got this list of places you might go. Half of them are out of business already to draw your blood. We don't do that to you. When you buy a test from us, we take you from beginning to end.
Right.
Make sure you have the results at the end and that you're happy and you understand what you did.
And that's
what you
so
should do
important.
Next.
Yeah, that's just so critical. A lot of these people are on their own, so this is so appreciated.
Well, That's how I got this started. Was I had a lot of doctor friends, and I just can't order that for you.
Yeah.
I like, yeah, but this is what I want to order. Well, I can't do that for you. So five of them got behind me, and that's how I started my business. Was
but
they said,
why can't they order
thing.
Them?
Well, because it won't be covered by insurance. And so a test, for example, we do a thyroid for $58.
Mm-hmm.
That if you had your doctor order that with no diagnosis code, it would be $250, the same test.
All right. Wow.
So, you know, it's just not, it doesn't behoove them, because then the patient comes back and is angry with them. Well, I just got this horrible bill. So, I always tell my doctor friends, be sure and tell them that they're going to get a bill if you don't put the diagnosis code down. And they can't just give out diagnosis codes. I don't know if people understand this, but a lot of people say, my doctor, he's a friend of mine. I asked him to just order this for me. You put your doctor in a very bad position when you ask someone to do that for you. They must have proper justification for giving out that code. And when test scores continually come in the normal range for tests that they ordered with a diagnosis code, they get investigated.
Right.
And can lose their license.
So this is where people actually have more power. They can order these tests. You will arrange getting them the test, telling them where to go to get the blood drawn, and then when the test results come back, it comes back with comprehensive evaluation of the test, and then they also have these teleseminars where they can go up and ask questions and get the kind of support so they know what it all means and where to go from here.
Exactly right, and people love it. Because they're in charge, they're in control.
Yeah.
We call it take control of your own health.
Right.
But don't cut your doctor out. You know, we're on the same doctor team here, but a lot of things a doctor just can't do and get it covered by your insurance. So do it for yourself And then when you get the results and you have a problem, you can go straight to your doctor knowing what's happening, being educated, and insisting on them taking further action that your insurance will use, you know, can be used for.
Okay, so what are some of the other tests that we need to know about?
Well, there is one called the manual differential, and this is the one that saved my life. It was very important. As I said, there's these different tests, and in and of themselves, any one test may not be what you need. But by doing a combination of tests, you will see, wow, look, I did six tests and four of them pointed to cancer. I really need to do something about that. Or five of them pointed to circulatory problems, whatever. The test manual differential, what this is the complete blood cells. So they're looking at how many red blood cells you have, not looking side to see the nutrient level, but just how many red blood cells do you have? How many white blood cells do you have? How many platelets do you have? Very key parts for having a healthy body. And then they also measure like the size, the shape, and the color of these cells. That is not done with that other red blood cell test. This is a separate test called the manual differential. 99% of the testing done on complete blood count done by doctors will be ordered automated, not manually done. We run them both. We run them automated and manually done. So it's important because if you, the machine, I'll try and make it as simple as I can, but the machine, let's take bands, which is the one that saved my life. It's an immature white blood cell. And I had six bands, I think it was, that I had. And normal would be zero. You shouldn't be making bands because they're immature white blood cells. They're not as strong as they should be. So you shouldn't really be making those. Mm-hmm. And they will show the range of 0 to 10. The machine is set when you do an automated test. I hope everybody can follow me along on this. But if not, take the tour on my site, and I explain it there as well. But if you get a score of 6, as I did, my answer would have been 0 on an automated test.
Right.
So unless I exceed 10, it's going to tell me that my answer was 0.
Right.
But in fact, I had 6, and I had squamous cell carcinoma.
Right.
And that was the key to knowing that I had it. It was very important because I always get a 0 on the manual differential. Suddenly it popped up to a 6. I knew I had something, but I couldn't see it. I couldn't feel it. It wasn't obvious. But I had squamous cell carcinoma. That test is very important. Manual differential, not an automated differential, as will be done. Somebody says they had their complete blood count done. It was done automated, I can pretty much promise you.
And so who should be getting that test?
Everybody. Everyone should do that test. We have a basic package called the Health Print Plus package.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that will give you all your chemistries. It will give you the red blood cell test that looks inside the red blood cell. It'll give you the manual differential.
Right.
You'll have all those nutrients that you need. And the only thing you would add to that would be your glutathione and your omega test. And some people have to do these in stages. They don't have enough money to do it all at one time.
Right.
We tell them, well, start out with a Health Print Plus because you're going to get the manual differential. You're going to see all the chemistry. You're going to see the nutrients you need that maybe you're not getting. Then come back and get your omega glutathione. If, on the other hand, they have a very little bit of money, they might start with just the omega or just the glutathione and not do the package. It's graduated that way. But we have one lady up in Boston, and she came every 2 months. She bought another test. If she would get some more money together, she would do another test. And eventually she had them all done. We had the entire picture for her, and she's doing extremely well. So we know everybody doesn't have enough money to order everything. What I hate is when people think, I'll wait till I get a little more money together and I can do them all one time. Don't. Just do the $200 test, then do a $300 test, then come back for the $700 test. You know, just keep getting all the tests done that you need till you get the information, but do them in sections if you have to. Some information is better than none. Because I got to tell you, Cheryl,
yeah,
if you don't get a good score for your glutathione, you're going to come back quickly to do the rest of the testing because you know you're at great risk.
Right, and glutathione, which I've talked about on the show, is just so critical, and that's something you really want to keep tabs on. In fact, everything you're talking about is really critical. I can't imagine not doing the whole package at some point, but it's great that you're able to do it in increments if need be, because this is true. I mean, what you're talking about is really what preventative medicine is. It's looking at what's going on. We can spot where the deficiencies, excesses, imbalances are, and then from the results you get in the test, you can take the proper and appropriate steps to address.
Yes, exactly. Like if your vitamin D level is very low, 17 different cancers. If your selenium and your zinc, which is in that red blood cell test, if they're low, you couldn't possibly be making enough glutathione nor have a strong immune system, because those are key to making that. And so if those nutrients are missing, well, you couldn't possibly have strength there. So any of the tests is going to be very valuable to the person. I did forget to mention that that red blood cell test, the one that looks inside the cell, the analysis test, that one also measures 5 heavy metals. And I know you know a lot about heavy metals. And that would be your mercury and lead and arsenic. These things are in the air that we breathe. And I know that you've told the listeners about that before. It's in the water. It's in your food. Lakeland, Florida, where I live, is the second highest in the world for arsenic in our vegetables.
Is it in the water? It's
actually like if you get strawberries and onions and whatever that we grow here and oranges. For arsenic, we are the second highest in the world for arsenic levels in that part of the country, because we had so many orange trees in that area, and they had all the fertilizer that had the arsenic in it, and it's in the soil.
And I don't know if you knew this, Ellie, but they use arsenic as a growth promoter in poultry.
Oh, yes, they certainly do, chicken especially.
Mm-hmm, and chicken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're getting arsenic that way.
And we're seeing it in this test. We see 90 percentile for most of the people that test for arsenic and also for lead. Mercury, sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't. Cadmium, sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't. Thallium, sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't. But arsenic and lead, almost always see it. And mercury can be there, not just from, you know, you've got something wrong with your teeth and you should have your teeth fixed to have too many metals in your mouth. You know, in other words, a lot of people do get that testing done with their dentist, but we see mercury also coming not just from foods, but from the air. I would just give this little note out. I don't know how much more time we have, but if people go to EPA, like the EPA government site, epa.gov, they can put in their zip code, and they can find out if there's a dry cleaning plant near them, if there is a electric plant near them that might be emitting some of these things, and it's right on there to tell you that they are. That's where a lot of it comes from, is the air. That's how my granddaughter became so ill. She had 4.46 for her lead score in the brain. It was completely scrambling her ability to think or do anything.
When with your test results, do you also give recommended nutrients or chelators, how to get that out of your body?
Yes. Vitamin C, by the way, is one of the best chelators for getting metals out. However, mercury is a little bit more stubborn if you do have the mercury. But for arsenic and lead, high levels of vitamin C is outstanding for pulling out those metals. And we see it because we do the test. We say, here's your score inside the cell. We have them do the test. We then can have them do a fecal metal test, a stool test. We can see all these metals pouring out in the stool. Then we redo the red blood cell test, and we see the level has gone lower. How exciting is that?
Yeah, pretty exciting. So what are some of the other key nutrients that are needed to prevent cancer?
Yes, some of them are the following. Zinc is key. Most people are low in zinc. And again, inside the red blood cell. Zinc, selenium, the B12, very important for having a high-functioning liver. When you have a lot of heavy metals and disease, your liver is going to be compromised and needs more B12. Also, to make more healthy red blood cells, we need B12. And I'd like to give a plug for methylcobalamin rather than just regular B12. It will have methyl in front of it. When we are sick, we can't make the conversion of regular B12 into the methyl form, and the cell can only use the methyl form. So that's very important to have methylcobalamin or methyl B12. Also vitamin E, and if you're doing vitamin E, it's very important to have something called tocotrienols and D-gamma as your E. It needs to be a safe E. And by the way, you know that whole thing they did about prostate cancer and vitamin E?
Yeah.
And that was out in the news. And they didn't use a natural form of E. Yeah. They used a synthetic. Right. So no wonder they got prostate cancer.
Right. Right.
And then vitamin C, of course, is important. SOD might be one your listeners haven't heard of before. Superoxide dismutase. It's actually an enzyme that every cell needs to be healthy. Probiotics, so all that good bacteria that we should be putting into our system, like the yogurt pills, but, you know, probiotics of many kind, the omega-3 fish oil, thyroid food with iodine. Now, what do we care about that? If you don't have enough iodine in your thyroid gland cleans your blood every 17 minutes. And so imagine when you have heavy metals, or you have bacteria and virus, your thyroid becomes overloaded. And this is why we're seeing a rise in the thyroid TSH scores, because the thyroid is starting to malfunction from all the impurities. Having enough iodine is critically important in order to save the thyroid gland. And then vitamin D, it goes without saying. And then lycopene is the last one I just like to mention, lycopene. And I don't know if I can mention a place that sells this one that I really love, but would I be able to do that, or would that not be cool on the show?
I don't know if they can access that company.
Well, you know, you can, can't
they
you?
They can
So could they contact you for
it? They can contact me, sure.
Wonderful. That will be just grand. Good. All right. Well, this is called lycopene. Lycopene is L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E, lycopene. And it is critically important for having low homocysteine levels to promote better circulation and for reducing prostate cancer, believe it or not. So we have to have a little zinger in there for the guys. So the ladies who are listening might want to protect their gentlemen by getting that. And that product is organic. It's in a veggie capsule, and it has 50 milligrams of lycopene. There is no other product like it in the world. Mm-hmm. It is truly great that you handle that. So if you can get them in touch with that, that would be so good, because it's a wonderful product. If we have a poor homocysteine level, and we have very high statistics for people who do, my brother recently died of this before we had this product. And this product's only recently been released, and I wish I'd had it for him to get his score down. He died with an 8. Normal is 5 to 12, according to the laboratories. The only good score for homocysteine is a 5.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a 5. So check your homocysteine scores out there, people, if you're listening. And why would that affect you for breast cancer? Because it impedes your circulation. And if you impede circulation, you're prone to cancer. So the two are tied together. And in fact, you know, Cheryl, I'm writing a new book. I don't know when I'm going to have time to finish it. But it's the Heart and Cancer Connection book. And basically, I'm going to show people why so many people who get cancer had heart disease and didn't know it. And that was a precursor to their getting their cancer, the heart disease.
Well, I hope you make time. That sounds like a really important book. So.
Well, I'm going to support it with tons of data
yeah.
that will show exactly what I'm saying, that you have a circulation problem. Makes sense, right? If you
yes.
can't get the blood to move around, then you can't take the nutrients out and you can't remove the waste. You're prone to getting sick.
So, Ellie, when the nutrients you just talked about, the zinc, selenium, the B12, the CSOD, are these nutrients assessed in your red blood cell?
They are.
So
the B12 is not. The B12 is assessed in another way. We do, when I said that Health Print Plus test,
yes.
we do extensive testing on the liver. And if the liver is not in a healthy form, you know we need B12. There's a way I know that you need B12.
Right.
But the other things, the SOD, the selenium, the zinc, they are absolutely outlined in the red blood cell test. And it's critical. I mean, most people who have cancer have a low zinc score, very low. They have a high copper score, and they will have a very low selenium score. So these are statistics, you see. We see you have the cancer. We test the people with cancer because we have sick people as well as healthy people. And we look at the sick people's score. We go, look at that. They all have a low selenium. They all have low zinc.
And
low vitamin D.
And you have stories or from this television series that was done, The Incurables. Is that what it's called, Incurables?
The Incurables. Mm-hmm.
The Incurables. And they were all curable of their incurable disease. But,
yes, they were featured well.
Right. So the testing that you provided, you have about three or so of your patients who are on this television series. Some of them were already diagnosed with chronic illnesses. They got the information from your testing and used that and the knowledge to get the right kind of supplementation or make other changes to support them and then reversing their condition, getting healthy.
Yes. And Marcia Yeager's story is brilliant. It's all about the Omega-3 Profile Plus test. Her toes were self-mutating. They were falling off. You know, they were so diseased that they were going to fall off. And we prevented that from happening. And in only 6 weeks, she was back to life, because she was so omega-3 deficient and had no idea that she was. And she's a Hall of Fame skater, holds all kinds of honors, and she is a personal trainer for some very high-level individuals in the Cincinnati area. Marcia Yeager, her story is another one of those ones that's on there. You can't watch her story without getting excited.
Well, I have to say, your work is phenomenal, and this is so empowering for people, because These are the tests that actually will give you the vital information that can make a difference between life and death. Ellie, give your website again. And if
okay.
You have a
may I give
number.
My toll-free number out?
Yes, I was just going to say do that as well.
The toll-free number is 877-468-6934. That is on our website at yourfuturehealth.com. Again, yourfuturehealth.com. We hope you'll go to our site and look around. It's under construction at the moment, so we are adding and changing some things. If you have any difficulty, please call us at 877-468-6934 or send us an email at customerservice@yourfuturehealth.com.
And,
we would love to hear from you
thing.
And see if we can help.
I mean, they can get help. You don't have to know what to do or what test to get or how to.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Everything is, you have great people helping you.
And our customer service people do not work on a commission. So it doesn't matter who you talk to or how long you talk to them. Their job is to help you assess whether some testing might be valuable to you. And from a preventive point of view, everyone needs it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is the ultimate anti-aging way to go for those people that I'm really, that's my theme song, getting younger and healthier as I get older. You know, I actually need to be doing a whole range of these tests because I just want to know what's going on. I'm taking tons of stuff. Do I need it? Is it doing any good? What else is happening that I don't know of? And this is the key, really.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but there are many people taking aspirin or aspirin derivatives today, and that causes a high phosphorus level inside the cell, which then inhibits calcium absorption and can cause these problems we're talking about. So although aspirin reduces inflammation, it has a counterproductive side effect.
Well, there are so many people taking aspirin just as preventative, taking a little baby
for
aspirin a day.
For their circulatory problems.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I like them to get that red blood cell analysis test done where they can see, is their phosphorus level super high? Are you taking aspirin? Well, that's probably why.
Okay, so Ellie, we just have a minute or two, but let's just go through the tests that we talked about that you recommend and what each one can do. Can we do that briefly?
Yes, we can. The Omega-3 Profile Plus, to look at the essential fatty acids and identify a broad spectrum look for your immune system, circulation, inflammation. Then the glutathione, the master antioxidant for not getting disease. It's just a single test for glutathione. Then the cancer marker tests, the CA15-3, CA27-29, and the CEA. Again, looking for cancer. And the manual differential, checking out your white cells, your red cells, and your platelets. And then our Health Print Plus package.
Okay, well, I think we've covered everything. There's so much we went over. Ellie, thank you so much for the fantastic work you're doing and what a difference these tests make in people's lives. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Cheryl, and you keep doing your great work out there, too.
Thank you. And to all of you listening, we've been having a great conversation with Ellie Cullen, author of Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough. Check her out at Your Future Health. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. Thank you for listening, and remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.